On Sunday mornings, almost every Sunday morning, I go for a prayer walk before I get to the building. And most often I'm saying to the Lord, what kind of day is it going to be today in your church? As I thought about that today and came into the building, I sensed the Lord whispering to me, this is a day that I'm revealing my mercy and my gentleness. And I believe many of us can sense that today. The mercy and the gentleness of the Lord. And he's brought a number of people here to take that in. You maybe didn't even know it was Compassion Sunday, and that's fine. But maybe the Lord brought you in here to show you his mercy and his gentleness. And so just before I give a very brief talk, I want to say to those of you who are here, some of you just need to take God up on that. You need to respond to his mercy and his gentleness. The Holy Spirit's tugging at you. And maybe he's just bringing you back into that place where you need to be with him in relationship with Jesus. Full surrender, full trust, full faith. I encourage you to do that. Just walk into it. Just say, Lord, I'm your child. And you sacrificed for me, so I'm gonna believe you for that. And experience his gentleness and his mercy today. In fact, I want to lead you in a prayer to do that, okay? Would you just bow your hearts with me? This is for those who just need to connect again with God. Maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been hard lately, and you just need to know the Lord is there for you and that he loves you. The scriptures say that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So just come back to him. Just come back through his gentleness and his mercy and say, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put all my trust in you again in a fresh way. I'm going to believe in you as the Son of God again in a fresh way. I'm going to follow you again in a new way as your Holy Spirit comes now inside of me into my life and gives me strength to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. When we heard of the opportunity to have John Bauer come here, and I think it was in the middle of summer, we were on holidays, and we're texting the lead team saying, what do you think, and how can we pull this off? And we'd already had some plans. And we basically said, we'll rearrange the schedule. We'll make some things move around this, because we really believe strongly in what John is all about and what Compassion Canada is all about. And I think that God actually does raise up people to play a role that the church can't get to so that the church can be all that it should be. And I think it all has to do with something that flows out of the heart of God called compassion. It's very, very real. I think the stunning thing to me is to realize that when we're thinking about all the compassion needs in our world, to realize that the one who made us in his own image is himself very compassionate. That's an understatement. He's eternally compassionate. The Bible refers to him as the God of all compassion. Psalm 103, verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The scriptures also say that God upholds the cause of the poor. Everywhere. Not just the poor of Israel, not just the poor of the covenant people, but the poor of the world. And I believe that God sees right now every possible situation that we could ever imagine where people and children and families are facing destitute situations. And God is upholding their cause. We believe in a God of great compassion. And we believe that when we invite him into our hearts and lives, that that actually makes us like him. We start being shaped by his nature through the Holy Spirit. And as a church, we felt it was important for us several years ago when we renewed our values as a church. We said it's important for us to declare that we are a church that's committed to expressing compassion. One of our values is called others. And we describe it this way. We say it's not just about you and me. We believe it's God's desire to save the world and that he largely does that through people. Therefore, we are concerned not only about those who are here, but about those who are not here. We seek to be a people raging with compassion, who deeply love others and willingly make great sacrifices for them. That's our value, others. Compassion means to us taking action. It means being part of the solution, being part of the people that actually are moved by God in this world to take on challenges and needs and solve them. And yes, we're living in a global community, and I think all of us would say, where do you start? I mean, there's so many great organizations. There's so much human suffering, and we have that all displayed to us regularly on our iPhones and our computers and our television screens. The plight of the poor, the health and spiritual needs of real kids in real places can sometimes be so overwhelming to us that we get numb to it. We go, I can't absorb this. I'm too busy. I'm too committed to other things. But we can find some pathways to get there and be part of it. And so I think it's good for our souls to be moved by compassion. I really do. I believe that with all my heart. Jesus said this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 as he gave his first sermon. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. And as a church that's saying we're all in to the movement of Jesus, and we're called to carry on the works of Christ in this world, we're saying we take that mantle upon ourselves. We're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And so there are many good organizations out there that do fantastic things. We also have a relationship with Samaritan's Purse. We have Samaritan's Purse staff in our church, and we love what they do too. And every year at this time, we do Operation Christmas Child. You remember the mountain of shoeboxes here? We're like the last center in Airdrie where you can drop off boxes, and we're just committed to that. Richard Proctor has been part of that ministry for years as well from our church. We love what they do and how through their relief they preach the gospel. When it came to a sponsorship organization, though, as we looked around, about 12 years ago, we were introduced to Compassion Canada, and they were kind of new in our country, just starting up. And when we talked to leaders and people and found out how they do it, we said, this is exactly the kind of organization that we will partner with for sponsoring of children to meet their physical needs and their spiritual needs. So over the last dozen years or so, we've had Compassion Canada Sundays, just like this, about every 2-3 years, where we just hit the refresh button and go, oh yeah, there are others. There are kids that we will never meet in our lifetime, but we can change their destinies by being involved with God as he reaches them with his gospel. What I love about Compassion Canada is, as John briefly mentioned, that in their approach to making this happen, they work through the local church on the ground, so that the giving flows primarily through the local church to trained people who have been selected to then administer the program to bring kids from the village to the point where they can go to school, get clothes, get food, and that they can also be discipled. All through the local church. And when we heard that, we said, that's awesome, because we believe strongly that the local church is God's human instrument in this world to bring about life change. And so for the last many years, we have gladly partnered with Compassion Canada. In our own family, we have sponsored a child or two or more over the years, and we've never stopped. When we signed on 12 years ago, we just said, we're not going to stop this. We're going to see this through as long as we possibly can. And sometimes your kids get older, right? They get past the need stage, and they become young adults. Compassion Canada has written us and said, this child no longer needs your financial blessing. Would you like to take another one? And we've switched kids many times in 12 years as they have graduated and moved on and done other things. It just is such a great way to be involved. In Matthew 19, Jesus said, as people were bringing their children to him, and some of the adults around him were trying to stop it, He said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And then he placed his hands on them. I think Jesus wants to place his hands on children through churches like ours, who will bless people, who will go out there and minister to those kids and rescue them so their lives gets changed. So today I'm encouraging you, as I'm encouraging myself, if you're already involved in this, just keep at it. Or as John said, maybe God has something different for you. That's fine. There is no pressure here. There's no pressure. There's just invitation for those who are feeling, yeah, I want to do something about that. And if God is touching your heart, we're going to encourage you to respond and check that out in the courtyard. And maybe prayerfully just go around. And what we've done is, you know, the first packet we laid our hands on, we go, that's the one. Others are just more, they're waiting to get some evidence of which one God wants to sponsor. You can do it your way. But to prayerfully be involved in that so that some kids' lives will be absolutely blessed as a result of that today. And in the past, we've had 50 kids sponsored on a Sunday like this, sometimes 75. And so, John, we really appreciate what you do. We love it. We're with you on that. We agree with everything you've shared and the vision of Compassion Canada. Please tell them that they're heroes in our minds. And we look forward to just continued relationship with you guys and seeing what God will do through us. How many of you would like John Bauer to come back and lead some more worship songs? That'd be good? Let's invite these guys back. Come on up here.